For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Senator John Tester of Montana tells CBS's Face the Nation, President Trump has been unpredictable on border security.
And if the president wants to continue to take a campaign promise that he made, which was to have Mexico pay for a wall, and say, no, the rules have changed. Now we're still going to build a wall, but we're going to have the American taxpayer pay for it. We're going to use the American taxpayer like an ATM machine. That's not the right direction to go.
Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday says the president is in Washington waiting for counteroffers from the Democrats.
I've spoken with the president. He has said that he's ready to receive a counteroffer from the Democrats. It's been many days since the House passed its $5.6 billion for border security. It's not restricted to just a wall. It's what CPB says they need.
Trump canceled a vacation to Florida, but Democrats apparently waiting till after the new year to continue work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells CNN's State of the Union withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria is a mistake, and he hopes the president will change his mind.
Slow this down. Make sure that we get it right. Make sure ISIS never comes back. Don't turn Syria over to the Iranians. That's a nightmare for Israel.
Senator Graham says U.S. troops leaving will result in the death of Kurdish people. He also blames former President Barack Obama for leaving Iraq too soon. And on ABC, retired four-star Army General Stanley McChrystal, who served as the top commander of U.S. and international forces in Afghanistan until 2010, said he thinks the U.S. pulling out of Syria will destabilize the region.
If you pull American influence out, you're likely to have greater instability. And, of course, it'll be much more difficult for the United States to try to push events in any direction.
McChrystal also criticized the president for what he called his immoral leadership. McChrystal himself resigned in 2010, facing possible firing by President Obama over his comments to Rolling Stone about Vice President Joe Biden and others. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You are a part of something deeper. You are the bridge between man and sea. Take your life and play with King.
King of the box office, that is. Aquaman does hold on to the top spot for a second week, earning $51.5 million. The worldwide tally is now nearing $750 million. Meanwhile, the weekend's new wide releases, Vice and Holmes and Watson, were quiet in their debuts as the bulk of the weekend attention goes to Holiday Leftovers. Vice took in $7.7 million in its first weekend of wide release, good enough for sixth place. Seventh was Holmes and Watson, which opened Christmas Day. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns delivered an estimated $28 million in its second weekend. Bumblebee dipped just 5% in its second weekend, delivering an estimated $20.5 million. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is fourth, followed by The Mule, starring Clint Eastwood. It's been a banner year at the box office with a record $11.8 billion in revenue. The Mega Millions lottery is growing again as a mega mystery continues. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
With no winner in Saturday night's drawing, the jackpot for Tuesday's drawing is expected to reach $420 million. That means a cash payout of about $249 million. No one has won the Mega Millions since the world record $1.5 billion jackpot in October. That winning ticket was bought in South Carolina, and the winner has still not come forward to claim their prize. The winner has till April to do so, or they'll lose all of that money.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.